Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be featuring some recordings by the singer Andy Bay in honor of his 70th birthday, as well as music from Frank Sinatra, Chris Connor, George Benson, and Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington. That's all coming up next on this edition of Afterglow.
Like the velvet moon to
performing Like a Lover, a song co-written by Dori of Al-Kaimi, Alan and Marilyn Bergman, and Nelson Mata. Bay accompanied there by Paul Myers on guitar from Bay's 1998 CD Shades of Bay, the second album that Andy Bay made after a 22-year-long absence from recording as a leader on an American label. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and I'll be highlighting some recordings by singer and pianist Andy Bay this time around on the program. Andy Bay, born on October 28, 1939 in Newark, New Jersey, and turning 70 this month. A long underrated force in American jazz vocal music, and I'll be paying tribute with some recordings he made with his sisters, with pianist Horace Silver, and some music from his comeback dates of the past decade. In fact, we'll hear something from him in this next set. But I'm going to start off with a song that was a signature tune for the late, great Chris Connor, who passed away not long ago at the age of 81. This was a song that she'd originally recorded with the Stan Kenton Orchestra that had been Chris Connor's longtime dream when she started out. She really wanted to end up in the Kenton Orchestra, and she did. She replaced June Christie, who'd replaced Anita O'Day, all of them often lumped together in the so-called vocal school. Here's Chris Connor's mid-1950s solo version of All About Ronnie on Afterglow.
All about Ronnie, there's so much to tell. All about Ronnie, I know him so magical fingers, their sense of embrace, his whisper that lingers, caressing your face, all about Ronnie. Toast. Let me propose it. He's my favorite host. We'll drink from dry glasses. There's no need for wine. The champagne is running. And Ronnie is
perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you. If you could see me now, you'd find me being brave and trying awfully hard to make my tears behave. But that's quite impossible. I'm still in love with you. You happened my way on some memorable day, and the month will be May. For a while, I'll try to smile, but can I play the part without my heart behind the smile? The way I feel for you, I never could disguise. The look of love is written plainly in your eyes. I think you'd be mine again if you could see me now. My way on some memorable day, and the month will be May. For a while, I'll try to smile, but can I play the part without my heart behind the smile? The way I feel for you, I never could disguise. The look of love is written plainly in your eyes. I think you'd be mine again if you could see me now. See me now. I think you'd be mine again if you could see me.
I'll be loving you always, with the love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, always. Days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there. Always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. Be fair always. That's when I'll be there. Always. Not for just an hour, not just a day, not for just one year, but always. Always. Always, all the time.
Frank Sinatra from one of his classic Capitol collaborations with arranger Nelson Riddle, doing Irving Berlin's Always from the 1960 album Sinatra's Swingin' Session, triple exclamation marks following that title. Before that, pianist and singer Andy Bay doing If You Could See Me Now, the Tad Dameron tune that comes from his 1996 Evidence CD, Ballads, Blues, and Bay. And it was the first album that Bay had made as a leader for an American label in about 20 years at that point in his career, kind of sparked his comeback in this country. And we started off with Chris Connor doing All About Ronnie, a tune that had been a signature song for her with the Stan Kenton Orchestra in the early 1950s. She did that one with the Ellis Larkins Trio for the Bethlehem album, Chris. Some more music now from singer and pianist Andy Bay, highlighting him with two important career collaborators, his sisters and pianist-composer Horace Silver. Bay grew up in Newark, New Jersey in the 1940s and 50s, and he was singing with jazz acts by the time he was eight. He actually recorded his first album, which was called Mama's Little Boy's Got the Blues, when he was 13. And when he was 17, he formed an act with his sisters Salome and Geraldine. They toured Europe together and recorded three albums in the 1960s. And after the act broke up, Bay went on to make a number of records with jazz performers such as Max Roach and Horace Silver, often singing songs with strong political and cultural messages, as well as some of the pieces that Silver labeled his metaphysical self-help songs. They didn't do all that well in the marketplace, unfortunately, for Horace Silver and especially for Andy Bay. Andy Bay, a bass baritone who took Nat King Cole as his early model for singing, he's had a pretty long but somewhat submerged career on record. But in recent years, he's made several albums that have gotten him some renewed attention. I'll be playing some more music from those later on in the program. Right now, we'll hear Bay singing one of Horace Silver's most popular compositions. After this, from Andy Bay and his sisters, doing A Taste of Honey on Afterglow.
I will return. Much sweeter than wine.
me and you. Leave behind my heart to wear and
with a new part of you life's true meaning comes to you, and the freedom you seek is one.
Singer Andy Bay doing Horace Silver's piece from Silver's Blue Note epic album, The United States of Mind. Before that, we heard Andy Bay with his sisters, Salome and Geraldine, doing A Taste of Honey from a collection of their music on the Prestige label. Andy Bay, who was recently quoted in an interview as saying, "Did you know that gratefulness helps get rid of fear? I'm so grateful to be able to do what I love, to have a purpose in life." I'll have more music from Andy Bay and the Bay Sisters in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
There's a saying, oh, says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lass I've had in mind.
I'm featuring recordings by singer and pianist Andy Bay on this edition of Afterglow in honor of his 70th birthday. Andy Bay, who was a child prodigy growing up in Newark, New Jersey in the 1940s and 50s, and he found some success in the 1960s as well, touring and recording with his sisters Salome and Geraldine. He then went on to do a lot of politically and socially oriented recordings with pianist Horace Silver and others, and those recordings weren't so commercially successful. There's a profile of Bay in the New York Times several years ago that talked about how he went through a period of kind of being known for being rather bitter and angry, and a lot of that stemmed from his perception of how racism had affected his position and the position of other musicians in the recording industry. He'd taken Nat King Cole as his role model, and he told the Times, "Dealing with what I still have to deal with now and knowing what cats had to go through in those days, it humbles me when I remember how many doors Nat opened for so many of us." He did work and record in the 1980s with people like McCoy Tyner and Gary Bartz and Lonnie Liston Smith, but he was off records in America for the most part until the mid-1990s when he did an album for the Evidence label called Ballads, Blues, and Bay that came out in 1996 and sparked what's kind of become a comeback period for Andy Bay in the 1990s and in the years of this century. We're going to hear some more music now. In some of his recent CDs, he's explored more contemporary songwriters such as Nick Drake and Sting, but for the most part, he's drawn on composers from the classic American songbook, including Duke Ellington. We'll hear him doing a Duke Ellington tune in just a few minutes. Right after this, another recording with his sisters, Willow Weep For Me, on Afterglow.
Bend your branches down.
along the streams that run to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me.
Let a song go out of my heart. It was this melody. I lost heaven 'cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late?
to make amends. You know that we were meant to be more than just friends. Just friends. Ah, ah, let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say this melody I know I lost heaven, 'cause you were the song since you and I. Really doesn't mean a thing to me. Please, please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late? Let a song go out of my heart. Believe me.
me, darling.
Leave me, darling.
When I say I won't know sweet music till you return someday. I won't know sweet music till you return someday. I won't know, I won't know, I won't know sweet music until you, till you return someday. I won't know sweet music till you return someday. I won't know sweet music until you return someday.
Thank you.
Andy Bay singing and playing piano there on I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart from his 2007 CD Ain't Necessarily So. Before that we heard Andy Bay and his two sisters doing Willow Weep For Me from the prestige compilation Andy Bay and the Bay Sisters. I'll have one more song from Andy Bay coming up in this last set of Afterglow, his take on Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green's Lonely Town from the musical On the Town. And we'll also hear a very young George Benson doing Easy Living from his 1964 debut album as a leader. First, with an Ellington connection to what we just heard from Andy Bay, we heard him doing Ellington's I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Here's Ivy Anderson, whom many consider to be the finest singer Duke Ellington ever had in his orchestra, doing Kissin' My Baby Goodnight on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Close with Andy Bay doing Lonely Town from his 2004 CD American Song. Before that, guitarist George Benson doing Easy Living from the CD George Benson, Jack McDuff. And we started off with Ivy Anderson and Duke Ellington doing Kissin' My Baby Goodnight from the Hep CD Raising the Rent. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.